Hello, my name is Blaine Marks, and you have the privilege of listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Raider Radio is a school-based show where once a month, a group of leadership students are going to tell you about the inner workings of Burney High School, such as clubs, school events, and important dates to remember for the community. Let's get right into it, then. Today, my topic is about the Bay Cruise, which is a trip that is put on by Rotary's Interact every year. The Interact is planning our next big trip that the Interactors are going to participate in. The trip itself is going to contain a bay cruise. The Interactors are going to enjoy a nice leisure night cruise in a three-story boat, or yacht. The first level of the luxury liner is going to contain an all-you-can-eat buffet where the participants can get a nice full stomach, as well as a DJ and a dance floor, where people can have a good time and let loose and dance. The second level above that is a lounge area where the participants are more than welcome to help themselves to a nice beverage and spark interesting conversations with people from different schools and hopefully get better ideas on how to better and help out communities and many others around the world. The third level is where the super mellow people should probably head to. That's where you can see the captain's controls and talk with the captains and see what life is like in the captain's chair. From there, you could also get a spectacular view. You get to see the ocean and all the other sights to see around the bay in San Francisco. All in all, this trip sounds like a fantastic way to keep people excited and to be a part of clubs and to help out with their community. I hope more clubs start coming up with more fun and interesting trips like this one. Next up, we have Noah Bishop, who's going to interview Albert Shekla about his senior project.
Thank you, Blaine. Thanks for joining us today, Albert.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell us a little bit about your senior project.
So, my senior project this year focuses on renovating our school's drama department. We raised money to purchase new mics for the upcoming spring musical, and we are also going to clear out and reorganize the clothing room before dress rehearsal.
What inspired you to improve the drama and musical department?
I believe that there has been a lack of funding over the past years for the drama department, and I feel like my project could benefit them.
Who is your mentor for this project, and why did you choose them?
My mentor is Melissa Madden. At our school, she leads and organizes many events, and she has also been part of the musical in previous years and has seen the need for some renovations.
And how many students have volunteered for this musical?
For the musical itself, I'd say around 18 kids, and for our fundraiser at the local restaurant at La Fogata's, we had help from seven of those students who are also part of the musical.
All right. What are some of the challenges you have faced with this project?
Initially, my project included having a fall play, but due to scheduling issues and commitments the students involved had prior, we were unprepared when the play was set to happen and it fell through.
How did you overcome these challenges?
Ultimately, we accepted the fall play as a failure and moved on from it. From then, we focused on how to directly help the drama department instead.
All right. And could any future seniors continue this project?
Any future seniors could help benefit the drama department in some way they can.
Would this be something you will continue to volunteer throughout your adulthood?
Yes, if there's any way I can help at all.
All right. And do you have any advice for the future seniors?
Don't be afraid of failure. Move on and learn from your mistakes.
All right. Thank you, Albert. Thanks. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Noah and Albert. That was a very informative interview. The first song that we're going to listen to today is called Smokin' by Boston.
Take you away.
If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Blaine Marks, and this is Raider Radio on KKRN. Next up, we have Taryn Dunn, who's going to give us a sports report for Birney High School. Go ahead, Taryn.
Thanks, Blaine. The boys' baseball team is off to a rough start so far. They currently have a season record of 2-5 with a league record of 1-0. On the boys' last game during the ACA tournament, they lost 4-8 against Regis on March 23rd. Their next game will be on April 23rd versus Mercy at 4 p.m. Girls softball is off to a comfortable start with a winning record of 7-5 and 0-1 in league. Their last game was on March 22nd and they beat out Trinity by 16-5. Their next game is also on April 23rd versus Mercy at 4 p.m. Congratulations to Caitlin Estes for being awarded Record Searchlight Female Athlete of the Week after scoring 5 runs, hitting 3 RBIs, and hitting a home run in a victorious game against Trinity. Caitlin earned a 42.8% of the votes over her 2 other competitors. The boys' Raider Radio Player of the Month is sophomore Nathan Doherty. Nathan has been selected for his phenomenal performance throughout the season. Nathan currently has a .417 batting average and a .462 on-base percentage. Nathan is leading the team with 14 stolen bases. Congratulations, Nathan. Keep up the good work. Girls Raider Radio Player of the Month is sophomore Caitlin Estes after being nominated Record Searchlight Athlete of the Week. She has the highest batting average on the girls softball team with a .406 average. Her other stats include 13 hits, 21 runs, and 16 RBIs. Congratulations, Caitlin. That's all I have for you this month. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Taryn. That was fantastic. Now we have Cassandra Taylor, who's going to talk about the trip to Yosemite that the Ag students went on.
Thank you, Blaine. Today we're going to discuss the educational opportunity that was given to students of Birney High School. Yosemite National Park offered 3 students the opportunity to travel to Yosemite National Park to enjoy the outdoors for a week. The trip was funded by the McConnell Foundation. The trip took place April 6th through April 13th. Each participant was required to participate in 8 hours of community service. The program was designed for students who enjoy the outdoors and who are open to making new friends. The week consisted of a new adventure in the outdoors while making new lifelong friendships. Throughout the week, the students were given leadership and educational opportunities. We hope they enjoyed this experience given to them and have fun. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Cassandra. That was amazing. The next song we have is called Sadadi by Shim. We'll be right back. If you're just tuning in, this is Raider Radio on KKRN Listener Supported Radio. Next up, we have Albert Checkler, who's going to give us a movie review. This particular movie just came out. It's called Captain Marvel.
Thanks, Blaine. The newest addition in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, known as Captain Marvel, released with a remarkable box office opening. Coming only second to the highly acclaimed Avengers Infinity War, is a remarkable feat in itself. The synopsis is as follows. Captain Marvel is a 2019 American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics character Carol Danvers. Produced by Marvel Studios and distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures, it is the 21st film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The film is written and directed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, with Geneva Robertson-Dworit as contributing to the screenplay. Brie Larson stars as Danvers alongside Samuel L. Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, Jimon Hounsou, Lee Pace, Lashana Lynch, Gemma Chan, Annette Bening, Clark Gregg, and Jude Law. Set in 1995, the story follows Danvers as she becomes Captain Marvel after Earth is caught in the center of a galactic conflict between two alien races. The film itself was fairly average. The story was messy at times due to some odd pacing, out-of-place humor, subplots that had no meaning, and a poorly written villain. The final act felt somewhat too late and forced. Overall, the movie was an average addition to the ever-growing Marvel Cinematic Universe. Back to you, Lane.
Thank you, Albert, for that fantastic presentation. The next song that we have for you guys today is called Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagles.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a standing on the ground. get this feeling I may know you as a lover and a friend. But this voice keeps whispering in my other ear, tells me I may never see you again. 'Cause I get a peaceful,
just tuning in. I'm your host, Blaine Marks, and this is Raider Radio. I have a very important piece of information based on grading for teachers. On March 27th, some of our teachers attended a grading for equity training. The Shasta County Office of Education invited Joe Feldman, author of Grading for Equity, where he shared his research and practical experience to work with our teachers, look at grading practices, and how to encourage academic success for all students. They learned about equitable grading practices and concepts. One of our English teachers, Miss Jennifer Arnston, said, "The training was eye-opening and brought to light issues that develop in grading practices from a lack of continuity. This has really opened my eyes on how a focused change in grading practices can benefit not only teachers, but students and administration as well. I'm looking forward to learning more and being part of Shasta County Office of Education pilot program." This sounds interesting, and I'm excited to whether to see if it is a negative or positive impact on the schools. After me, we have Noah Bishop, who is going to inform us about his senior project, which took place last summer.
Thank you, Blaine. I organized and led a community service event to raise funds and promote awareness about multiple sclerosis. Currently, there is no cure for multiple sclerosis, which is why it is critical to fund this research, because people who battle this disease have little hope to overcome it. I have a personal friend who battles this disease every day, and he's been an amazing inspiration in my life. I wanted to do something to help him. My team and I have informed hundreds of people in our local community about this terrible disease. We did this by setting up booths and tables during our local 4th of July festivities. When speaking with people, we were shocked to learn that most people knew very little about this disease, and seemed uneducated regarding the issues that go along with multiple sclerosis. I've worked hard to raise over $1,000 to donate to the Multiple Sclerosis Society to help fund research to find a cure. I planned and organized multiple fundraisers, including selling root beer floats and water bottles during our 4th of July parade. I created a GoFundMe page, which allowed for people to make online donations for the cause. I developed information pamphlets and distributed them throughout my community. The pamphlets explained the disease as well as gave direction on how to donate money to the cause. My team and I participated in a multiple sclerosis walk in South Lake Tahoe. We met with other groups who had similar situations as us and learned how to improve our fundraising. Throughout this project, I learned that it takes teamwork to get a task done well. Having a team is critical because we are able to learn from each other and help each other. Communication was a key throughout this leadership experience because we needed to be knowledgeable of the disease and be able to appropriately communicate with the community. As a leader in my project, I learned organization skills and also problem-solving skills, and learned to ask others for assistance and manage my time more effectively. When we worked together, we not only achieved our goal, but we exceeded our expectations. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Noah. That sounds like an awesome project. You have been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember, the KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Radio Radio on KKRN Community Radio. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots, next week and every week. Until the first Wednesday, you can tune in at 7:30 to listen to Talk Nation. The next Radio Radio will air on May 1st. Until then, goodbye from Blaine Marks,
Noah Bishop,
Taryn Dahm,
Albert Shekla,
Cassandra Taylor.
Now we have a goodbye song for you guys called Unshaken by D'Angelo.
Did I hear a thunder? Did I hear you break?